Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Final European Parliament approval of sweeping technology regulations Tuesday put European regulators and tech platform giants on a collision course. Europe's two new laws, the Digital Markets Act and the Digital Services Act, place tough constraints on how big tech like Apple, Amazon, Alphabet, and Meta handle competition and online content. The man suspected of killing seven people and wounding dozens at a 4th of July parade in Illinois is expected to make his first court appearance Wednesday. 21-year-old Robert Cremo, the third, faces seven counts of first-degree murder. Vice President Kamala Harris traveled to the area Tuesday.
This person will be brought to justice, but it's not going to undo what happened. And we're here for you, and we stand with you.
USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
It's time for America to grade lawmakers in Washington soon. The midterm elections are in November.
The Senate was not in session on Tuesday, which gave Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, time to head back and speak with constituents in Paducah, Kentucky. McConnell saying he's feeling good about Republicans' chances of taking back control of Congress following the 2022 midterm elections.
The president's approval rating is very low. That typically leads to a bad year of the party of the president. I certainly hope that holds up, and we have a chance to begin to turn the country in another direction.
Democrats are looking to maintain control of Congress based on President Joe Biden's response to the COVID-19 pandemic, support for abortion rights, and addressing mass shootings. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
We are USA Radio News.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The Ukrainian Armed Forces, in a Facebook post this week, claimed that Russian casualties have surpassed 36,000 since Vladimir Putin's full-scale invasion began in late February. Moscow is also said to have lost thousands of tanks, armored combat vehicles, countless artillery systems, over a dozen warships, and nearly 200 helicopters. Nebraska Governor Republican Pete Ricketts said on Newsmax Tuesday, the common denominator to these mass shootings in America is the mental illness each shooter possesses, and that's what our national attention should be focused on.
Well, first of all, our hearts go out to the victims and their families for the terrible crimes that happened over the weekend, and we hope that the police officers in Philadelphia recover. It sounds like that they sustained light injuries, so that's good news. And this really emphasizes what we have to do with regard to mental health care. You know, you talked about how we have to get at why people are doing this, but a lot of the research has already shown that when you look at these mass shootings, most of the people who have done this have untreated mental health care. and that in some ways these are violent suicides. So this is one of the things that we have to continue to invest in, our mental health care. That's one of the things we're doing here in Nebraska. For example, we're dedicating tens of millions of dollars to expanding our facilities, to hiring more behavioral health specialists and so forth. It's definitely something that we have to focus on as a country.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. John Knox from the Ops Institute is with us, and we're going to be talking about research that was commissioned by the Ops Institute, a National Adoption Research and Information Center, to better understand perceptions and expectations related to adoption in the United States, as the conversation about adoption has been on the increase, especially since the result of the recent Roe v. Wade decision from the Supreme Court. John, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Bill. It's great to be with you.
Well, John, you report that U.S. women of childbearing age, 15 to 44 years of age, about 65 million that would be, possess notable gaps in their understanding of the adoption process and its benefits. Now, this is a study that was conducted by Dr. George Barna, the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University, and that was commissioned by the Ops Institute that you founded. Break it down and tell us what you discovered here.
I think that one of the most amazing things we discovered is that there's 30 million women who don't know that in adoption today, they get to pick the family that's going to raise their baby. I mean, the lack of knowledge, that people have, is probably the most surprising that we saw in that. And, George Barna was able to kind of segment that out by different age groups and different people in terms of what they looked at. But that was probably the most surprising to me, is the lack of knowledge. And he also confirmed how private infant adoption is confused with the foster care system. The foster care system is where the state takes the child away and the woman doesn't have any control or anything else, as opposed to private infant adoption, which is where the woman has full control to pick where the child goes and who's going to raise that child. And she can decide whether or not she wants to have an open relationship or a closed relationship or what that is. And the research really pointed out that lack of knowledge.
John, did you find that women are more open to accept adoption as opposed to 20 years ago?
Much less so. It's amazing, Bill, what's happened with adoption. I was adopted back in 1955. I'm 67 Whoa. Years old. And,
okay.
and back when I was adopted, hundreds of thousands of kids were adopted. And what's happened is it's just continued to go down and down and down. I spent 40 years of my career building and selling surety bond companies, insurance companies that I specialized in bonding contractors. And so when I sold my last company, I had to figure out what I was going to do. I learned early on throughout my career that I was not good at unemployment. And so I needed something to do. And so after I sold my last company, I didn't have a plan. I didn't have anything I was going to retire to. Mm-hmm. And I listened to the senior pastor at my church talk about you had to be empty to let God fill you up. And so, I told Cindy and my three boys that I was just going to, my sons are all grown, and I told them I'm taking off and I'm just going to go be empty and let God fill me up. And so I live in Texas, and I got mm-hmm. my Tesla and I drove off to California and up through California and the different areas of different Montana and Wyoming and some different mm-hmm. things. But throughout that, started thinking about what am I going to do? And my focus, kept going back to adoption. I was adopted and there ought to be something that I do. And that's where adoption is an option just kind of came to me. And I came back and said, I'm going to go find out what's going on in the adoption world and see where I can put my time, talent, and treasure to work. And when I first got involved, I said, this can't be right. There couldn't have only been 18,000 adoptions done last year. Mm-hmm. And I started looking, and there were the numbers were so out of whack. Private infant adoption had just died. It's like they had lost the war. It had just
what happened, John?
In 1975, the federal government quit counting private infant adoption. I think that might have coincided with Roe v. Wade being in 1973. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know what was going on at that point in time in the country. I don't know why they quit counting private infant adoption, but right. almost like if you quit counting it, you quit caring about it.
Yeah, exactly.
And it just deteriorated. And our society, our society just kind of gave up on adoption. And it kind of went away. And so that's where I decided to form adoption as an option to try and go back and help tell some of the stories on how great adoption is. We started a campaign called I Am That Kid, and mm-hmm. it's what allows people to have their voices like mine. I started that with Lori Stenstrom at Pro Athlete Outreach, and we've ended up getting a number of the professional athletes, and we're now getting a bunch of Olympic athletes that are all telling their story of I Am That Kid.
Exactly.
Because mm-hmm. our views of adoption are very different than other people. I mean, we've had great lives and we've had tremendous success because we were raised in families that loved us.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
there are 700,000 families that want to adopt an infant and 20,000 available. I mean, that's why we see people that have been trying over the years to go around the world and adopt kids from other countries. And there's all sorts of problems with that because there's no supply of these babies available in the United States, even though there are many loving homes that would like to have mm-hmm. an infant.
Are there governmental barriers to adoption that have contributed to this decrease?
I don't think so. I think it's really more a lack of availability. It's regulated by the states, and so that mm-hmm. varies by state. But most states have pretty good adoption laws. Most states allow adoption, credible adoption agencies to help birth mothers with expenses if they need it. The federal government is involved with those that can't afford it, in terms of paying for the expense of the birth and that type of thing through the Medicaid system, if needed. So I don't know that there's really that much regulatory barriers as much as it is just our society just not looking at it that way and kind of thinking like there's something wrong with adoption.
Exactly. Well, we've got to go to break real quick. We'll be back. More from John Knox after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Back with you, America.
America. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. We're talking with John Knox, the founder of Opt Institute, about this new study that American women are greatly underinformed about adoption. John, I'm sure this crosses both lines. I mean, probably a great number of men, young men, who have fathered children have a lot of confusion and misunderstanding about adoption, right?
I think the men do. It's like men's voices have been relegated to the background. I mean, we live in a world where we always hear it's a woman's right to choose, and legally that's right. I mean, some would argue it's God's right to choose, but in most cases it is a woman's right to choose and what she's going to do in that regard. But I think men have a voice and that they need to do that. I've raised three sons and always raised them to believe that if somebody did get pregnant, you've got a responsibility, an aggravated responsibility in terms of stepping up and supporting her. And well, you do need to support her in those decisions.
What has become of God's word and saying, in the union of, through sex, the two become one. And so the woman has had a choice. She made a choice to get involved intimately with this young man, assuming a young man here, and now to claim, well, now she's going to take back all responsibility to a point and rights that totally belong to her. And I have a problem with that reasoning. I think that once you have decided to be involved with somebody intimately, then it's no longer your body, your choice, because you've surrendered that body to the process of two people coming together and doing something that God has said is the two become one. So how do you slice that away? I think that this is some of the problem that has risen that's not being discussed. We just stop at, well, it's my body, my choice, my right. And I'm saying, wait a minute, you've already made a choice. So how do you reclaim that somehow and kind of, separate the guy's involvement with this? Other than, unless there's time to pay up, then, you better get a job and get to work, buddy, because now you're going to be financially responsible to raise this child and have no say in the raising of said child because it's her body and her right.
I mean, you're exactly right, Bill, and it's half his DNA. He created it. This isn't something she went and did on her own.
Right.
I mean, that's what I find so interesting in the argument because it took two. Two people came to the party. And it's not just her responsibility and her decision elsewhere. I mean, she in terms of where you go from there, nor should it be that he has an ability to walk away from it.
Exactly.
That's the irony of that. Mm-hmm. When you say it's my body, my choice, are you going to say, well, if I choose to have this child, you don't have to pay child support? She's not going to say that. It's his responsibility too. Mm-hmm. Both of them.
She may say that, John, but then the courts will have the final say on that because they're going to come knocking on his door to collect.
Which they should, because it's his responsibility too.
Right.
But it's mm-hmm. his responsibility throughout. And when she first gets that test back and realizes she's pregnant, his responsibility is then and there, not just go sit at home and we'll let you know if we're going to send you a bill later or not.
Right, exactly. Well, because, to your point in all this is that now you have the rise of fatherlessness, and we see what that
epidemic has done to our society and what it's doing to our young kids. It doesn't give them a fair chance to go out and be successful when their father is not participating in, you know, the life experience as his child, as you said, you know, and very clearly, and I've long believed in this, John, is that, look, you get DNA from both parties, and the DNA of the man and the woman relate to that child expressly based on what they've deposited into that child. This is why sometimes the mother will look at that child and go, oh my, you know, in some cases, if they're still married, oh, you are your father's son. You act just like your father. Or if there's a conflict that happens and the mother goes, I just don't understand what is going on with this young man or this young girl? And the father steps in and goes, oh, I get it. That's me. That's easy. I don't understand why you're so perplexed over it. But that part is missing in the development of this child because of our culture and how we've decided to allow for irresponsibility.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's amazing. According to the CDC, 40% of all children are born out of wedlock.
You can't have a successful society, a stable society with those kind of numbers. And especially when you look at how many kids today are being raised by a single parent. That's a death nail.
I don't know if you've raised kids or not, Bill. I've raised three, and it takes two.
Oh, well, you know, I think it does take two, and I think that sometimes, maybe in some sense, you know, Hillary Clinton had it right that it takes a village. I mean, it's nice if you've got people who are of the same mind and thought that have an eye out for your kid and going, hey, look, I saw little Joey, you know, taking some stuff out of the store. He put it under his, you know, under his T-shirt. Maybe you should be aware of that, you know.
We need a village. I mean, I agree with that. Our society needs to do that. I mean, we're meant to be connected. We're meant to be connected together to be able to do that.
Right. Well, getting back to this topic of adoption, again, I just think, you know, here it is, like you said, we've got families that would love to adopt, and we, you know, it's supply demand, and this is why these families are going out of the country in some cases, because it's easier to adopt as opposed to here in the United States. You've got availability, and hopefully as a result of this recent SCOTUS decision in Roe v. Wade, that we have more children being born. I think last year was the first uptick, I think, in 5 years to where we were ahead of, you know, in terms of enlarging the population when it had been decreasing over the last 5 years. Isn't that right?
You might be correct on that. I don't know what that statistic is.
I think those numbers, go ahead.
There's also problems with the out of country. It's not so easy to go anywhere in the world anymore. There's some problems with international adoption and people trafficking and selling kids and all of that.
Exactly.
It's become a huge problem for international adoption. I think when we talk to the largest, most reputable adoption agencies in the U.S., they've got at least 40 to 1 in terms of the number of families that they have that want to adopt versus what they have available to place for adoption.
Exactly. Well, there's so much to understand in this study. For example, as John had stated earlier, being able to participate in an open adoption allows the birth parent to remain part of the child's life in a specified capacity. Birth parents can receive private counseling and other emotional support before, during, and after the adoption process. The birth mother's pregnancy is completely paid for by the adopting parents. Birth parents may choose the family that adopts the child, and the birth mother may continue her education or job throughout the pregnancy and adoption proceedings without losing any income or benefits. Boy, this is just incredible information and empowering, John. How can people connect and get all the details?
All of the research, the Barna research, is available on optinstitute.org, which is where we publish George's information. That also links to the I Am That Kid campaign that I was telling you about
Exactly. Boy, what great stories to hear, too, let me tell you. John Knox, he's the founder of the Opt Institute. John Knox, thank you. God bless. Appreciate it. Take care.
Bill, thank you very much. Bye.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who is honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Final European Parliament approval of sweeping technology regulations Tuesday put European regulators and tech platform giants on a collision course. Europe's two new laws, the Digital Markets Act and the Digital Services Act, place tough constraints on how big tech like Apple, Amazon, Alphabet, and Meta handle competition and online content. The man suspected of killing seven people and wounding dozens at a 4th of July parade in Illinois is expected to make his first court appearance Wednesday. 21-year-old Robert Cremo III faces seven counts of first-degree murder. Vice President Kamala Harris traveled to the area Tuesday.
This person will be brought to justice, but it's not going to undo what happened. And we're here for you, and we stand with you.
USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world, you tune in to Bill Martinez Live.
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. And we have America's Money Answers man, Jordan Goodman. Hey, Jordan, how you doing, buddy?
Great to be with you, Bill.
You don't know how many times during the week I hear some of this goofy math, economic, bluster and manure coming down the TV lines and other, channels. And I'm going, wait a minute, where is the common sense? Where is the reason? Where's the objectivity? Where is the clear reporting on, what is happening with our money, whether we're talking about energy, whether we're talking about, food supply? Just go right on down the line, the border. Jordan, when is this stuff going to stop? I can't keep you on 24/7, but I almost need you on 24/7 so you can speak some sense into, speak some sense against the nonsense that's spewing out of D.C. these days.
It's not going to stop anytime soon, Bill. So let's just talk about some specific things. For example,
okay,
Biden's trying to bring down gas prices, so he wants to do a federal gas tax holiday. Currently, about 18.5 cents of every gallon you pay is for roads and construction, things like that. So, yes, it would lower the prices by 18.5 cents.
For how many days?
Well, as long as they have it. It would last a while. But it means that we always talk about infrastructure and how important it is to rebuild our roads and bridges. We're taking away the money to do that we need.
So well, he's projecting for 90 days he's going to put in effect. But, you know, as they've said repeatedly, that it is the international community, it's not the United States, that controls the price of fuel. And so this is who we're beholden to. So that discount, you know, on the short term there, but it could be absorbed just like an inflation in a matter of days or within a couple months anyway.
And Biden's going to be going to Saudi Arabia soon on bended knee.
Now, do you have confidence that he can negotiate? He's the best one to negotiate, although he says he's not negotiating. But, you know, come on. And basically what he's saying is, I don't have any deliverables going in. If I get something, it's going to be a surprise. And he's going to do an end zone dance. He's going to spike the ball and do whatever. But I don't trust him. I mean, do you have any sense of confidence that he's going to come away if he negotiates any kind of deal that is going to be in America's favor?
No, I mean, MBS, who runs Saudi Arabia, they've increased production a little bit, but nothing close to what we need. We lost 4.5 million barrels when Russia basically was taken off the market and embargoed. They can't even do that. They could maybe do 1 million barrels, but probably more like 500,000. So he's asking for something that's not even deliverable in many cases. We're in a position to have to be on bended knee with Saudi Arabia and Venezuela and Iran because we've so much restricted our own energy production domestically. That's the policy mistake.
Yeah.
Okay. We don't have to go to bended knee to Saudi Arabia to ask for oil.
Yeah. Why don't you stay home and talk to the American citizens, talk to people who have an interest in our own country, you know, that are more friend than foe, right? But I guess that makes too much sense.
It makes sense. So, I mean, maybe if the midterms change as we think they will, and the Republicans sweep the House and the Senate, maybe there'll be some more energy-friendly legislation going through, although I'm not sure Biden would sign it because he's kind of beholden to the Green Lobby in many cases.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that's what we need. Even if you did that, it doesn't as though you turn a dime and then all of a sudden oil. It's a whole process to get that flowing again. And that's
exactly
what's hurting us. Okay, so that's the fundamentals of the problem here.
Yeah, plus you know that Biden will employ the Obama strategy, and that is we'll go full-blown nuclear on executive orders.
Right, which doesn't usually work because then they're reversed. They don't really have the impact of law. You need law.
Yeah, but we're gonna have 2 more years of pain and craziness that we'll have to deal with, even if you know, a red sweep tsunami takes place in the midterms. I don't mean to be so negative, but it's just that unless we get numbers that are veto proof, we're just gonna have to continue to dance this dance with AOC and the left.
Right. So in the meantime, out there in the real world, we have gasoline prices now over $5 a gallon on an average. I was in California recently, over $7 a gallon.
Yes,
there. Exactly.
Wow.
And now in the summer season, this is the driving season, so there's going to be more demand. The economy's opening up because COVID's kind of been dissipating to some extent, so more air flights. And China is opening up. That's the big change because China had been shut down because of COVID restrictions. They're now opening up. That's a huge new demand for oil. So we have more demand. Supply is restricted because of what's happening with Russia. OPEC is not willing to produce that much more, no matter how much Biden goes on bended knee to Saudi Arabia. So prices are going to stay well over $100 a barrel, and probably even much more than that as we go in the driving season we're in right now. That's a political problem for Biden. And his solution is to take off 18 cents for 90 days in the gas tax. It's not going to work.
Exactly. Yeah. And meanwhile, we're dealing with the reality of inflation that is creating more and more pain for the American people.
Food particularly, but everything else. Airfares are way up. Rents are way up. And people's incomes are not going up as much as that. And they talk a lot. Now, the only person who's trying to do something about it is Fed Chairman Powell, who did increase interest rates by 0.75% at their last meeting. They're going to do it again in July. They'll have another 0.75 point increase. But I don't think it's going to have that much of an impact. It is slowing the housing market. Mm-hmm. It is slowing some areas. But what we just talked about as far as food and fuel, it's not really going to impact those. The worker shortage, it's not going to impact that. That's causing inflation because companies have to raise wages to attract the workers they can get. So raising interest rates, it certainly hurt the stock market a lot, but
right.
It's not going to affect the economy in a way that's going to get inflation under control, certainly not this year.
Well, Jordan, you know, talking about worker shortage, I mean, they're talking about crushing the employment numbers in order to offset inflation as well. Explain to our audience how that comes into play.
Well, this is what Volcker did. I mean, back in the late 70s when inflation got out of control, he raised interest rates dramatically to like 20%. Mm-hmm. It caused a major recession in 80, 81, 82. Unemployment went to over 10%. But ultimately, inflation was conquered at a tremendous cost. It's the same playbook now. Now, inflation, interest rates won't go that high, and hopefully unemployment rates won't go that high. But even Biden said, well, we're making 400,000 new jobs a month now. I'd be satisfied with 150,000 or, you know, a lot less.
But we're still not at where we were before COVID. But he's claiming all these great increases, Jordan.
Right. Right. We're at 3.6% unemployment. There's still lots of people who don't have the skills or willingness to do the jobs that are out there. There's 11.5 million unfilled jobs, Bill. 11.5 million. We cannot find the people who are either willing or able or qualified to take those jobs. That is inflationary.
Right. So how do you square that up when you have these economists that want to, you know, crush employment and get it up to, you know, 9-10%. How does that square up with 11 million jobs that we, you know, that people are just not skilled for, which to me, I think, look at, if that's the situation, then we need to move quickly into a transactional apprenticeship type program,
right,
and start training people, right? I mean, does that make sense?
Well, some companies are doing that because they can't find the employees. They're training them themselves. I'll just give you one example. Airlines. There's a tremendous shortage of pilots and air traffic controllers and people in the whole field.
They haven't offered you a job to be a pilot, have they?
I wouldn't take it. I wouldn't like that.
Oh, okay, good. I just want to know. Okay.
But I mean, they're creating their own schools at the airlines to train pilots because they cannot find enough in the private market, or there's not enough coming out of the military. That's just one example where businesses are taking it into their own hands. They're doing that, and they're also doing robots. And a lot, now, I don't think we're going to have air flights with robots, but there's a lot of things that can be automated, and we're going to automate people right out of work forever because you're going to have robots. So you go to a restaurant, and you're going to have a robot delivering your meal, and you'll be ordering off of an iPad and never touch a human being. That's what's going on, because we can't find enough people of the jobs that are available.
So what happens if you don't tip the robot?
He comes and gets you. Yeah, you don't want to do that. You're asking for trouble. Don't even ask.
You get that robotic response that's no bueno. There goes your churros, buddy, let me tell you. They're mean. These robots, they're mean. You got to be careful of them. I'm telling
absolutely.
You. Absolutely. Just be forewarned. All right, so we'll leave it there on that positive note. How can people be in touch with you? Because they got questions and you got answers.
I do. MoneyAnswers.com is my website. Always glad to help you folks, Bill.
All right. Thank you, Jordan Goodman, America's Money Answers Man.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance.
insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
The way it is, huh? You know, how often do you get to the end of it? I mean, it's like you're on the rope. You're like that cat in that poster, right, that ties a knot, and you're hanging by a knot at the very end of that rope. And then there's God. And your hope is realized. And then you feel, you know, once you're able to catch your breath and have a Salem moment of what you've experienced, then you feel a bit silly. And thinking, how could I have possibly doubted the God of the universe? And it's not like necessarily God was just holding out to get you to that point. But it does give you a different sense of appreciation and thanksgiving when that hope is realized. Because along the way, we end up vacating those things that maybe blocked our vision. Then maybe we weren't ready to receive the full benefit of the hope in which we were, you know, hoping for, right? It's all the process. And God does not give up on us as he continues to work, you know, through our own limitations as humanoids, but even more so, his grander scale and his grander vision and identity that he has given to each of his creation. Great to have you back with us. It's just about 13 minutes before the top of the hour. Trevin Wax is going to be joining us. We're going to talk about a book that he released the end of last year that has been an absolute blessing for me, Psalms in 30 Days. You know, across the generations, many Christians have made a habit of praying monthly through all 150 Psalms. I've been doing that for years, frankly. The biblical songs that undergird much of our corporate worship and individual devotion over thousands of years of memorization, recitation, and singing. The people of God have found in the Psalms a God-centered view of reality that speaks to all our joys, trials, times of suffering, and experiences of faith and doubt. Trevin is with us now to talk to us about, about this book and how it came about. Trevin, of course, just a little bit of background so you understand that he is the Bible and Reference Publisher for Lifeway Christian Resources and Publisher for the Christian Standard Bible. Trevin, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Great to be here, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Well, first of all, right off the bat, I mean, the timing of your book when I received it was perfect because I just felt like God was calling me to do something more than just the beginning of the day or the end of the day, that I wanted to do something in midday. And I'd gravitated to a couple of devotionals, but this really fit the bill. I mean, it was like the Holy Spirit had brought this, you know, to my attention. And I just want you to know that it has richly blessed me. As I've gone through, in fact, interestingly enough, here it is the 6th of July, and it was the 6th of June that I really made a dedicated effort. So I've gone through Psalms in your format in the last month, and it is really, truly delivered on its promise.
Well, I'm so glad to hear that. It has been a rich part of my own prayer life for the last couple of years now, and to be able to share it far and wide in this beautiful little book. And as you know, and having gone through it, what I think makes it so rich for devotional use is that it's not simply the Psalms, but it's a grouping of the Psalms together in three times a day rhythms that include various other prayers and confessions of faith and confessions of sin and songs from Scripture, so that it really is meant to be a prayer journey to where you have your days punctuated by prayer in this way.
Exactly. And to think that you're aligning with great pray warriors of the past, Augustine, you know, Thomas Aquinas. I mean, so many that are included, that are interspersed in each of the three, as you say, the three occurrences in each daily time and call for prayer.
That's right. A lot of times it's a little unusual for people at first, that they're not used to the tradition of praying a prayer that was written or composed by someone else. Mm-hmm. The way I like to compare it is it's a little bit like a kid trying on daddy's shoes in the closet, you know, like you're clunking around in them and you're thinking, boy, my feet are so small compared to these, you know, gigantic feet that dad has. But there's something about that when you take the words that other people have written, great men and women of the faith for the last 2,000 years, and you put those words in your mouth, then what you're basically praying in some ways, you're letting them guide you into deeper prayer, and you're asking the Lord, you know, Lord, I want to be the kind of person who prays this way. I want my heart to grow, you know, just like we grow as kids into adults. We want our hearts to grow into this beautiful richness of prayer.
Yeah, and you're exactly right, because as you find yourself reciting this prayer, and it brings it's kind of a, in a sense, it lays a little bit of a foundation, but you can't help but have your spirit, you know, go to a higher level as revelation comes out in the prayer that may be written by somebody else, but the Holy Spirit takes that utterance that you speak out. And so often, Trevin, I find myself, you know, going to another level as I pray these prayers. And I know that some people, you know, the faith will say, well, you know, that's kind of a rote prayer. Why do you keep saying the rote prayer? Well, it's amazing, even a simple thing like the Lord's Prayer, you know, that used, that recurs, you know, throughout this, this format. And, wow, I mean, you find yourself, and it's just God will punctuate something even in that prayer that you've said by rote many times, hundreds of thousands of times perhaps. And what comes to mind repeatedly as I do this, I go, wow, there's other people around the world saying the same prayer.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, there's something about the repetitive nature of some of these prayers, you know, saying the Lord's Prayer multiple times a day or whatnot. You say these prayers and you never know what is going to actually have resonance with you, you know, as you pray. But a lot of times people expect that they're going to feel something every single time they sit down and read through the Psalms and whatnot. And I try to tell people, the point of that is not to, it's not the feeling that you walk away with. It's similar to, you know, if you're in a situation where, you know, you're having, if you think about the last month of meals that you took, you might not remember every single meal, or every single thing you ate, and yet it all sustained you, right? So prayer and Bible reading is not just looking for the lightning bolt moment or the feeling of inspiration or the rush. Sometimes it feels a little more like an obligation, you know, like you're, you know, you don't necessarily get excited about brushing your teeth, and yet it's the kind of discipline that over time forms you and changes you and makes you into someone different. And so it's that those habits of the heart that go a long way, those spiritual disciplines that are vital to us becoming the people that God has called us to be.
Well, in praying the Psalms, you're praying something that is countercultural, and the forces of evil, the forces of darkness, they don't want to hear it, you know, they just any more than they wanted to hear it from Jesus when Jesus was here, right? But referred to the Psalms quite often.
Yes, in fact, we could call this his prayer book. He knew them by heart. The Psalms are the most quoted book in the New Testament because all the New Testament authors pretty much knew them by heart. This is an added layer that they are, in some sense, they belong to Jesus as his prayer book, and they are also, many of them are about him in particular. Mm-hmm. They're pointing forward to him. And so there's just the double meaning and layers of interpretation that make it such a rich experience. And you know, you have all of the emotions from just everything is represented here. I like to tell people, a lot of times we think that, you know, the only authentic prayers are what we're feeling in the moment, right? If you feel sad, you pray sad. If you feel happy, you pray happy. If you feel joyful, you pray joyful. Right. But the Psalms really disrupt that pattern of thinking about prayer, because some of them are deep laments, and others of them are just ecstatic, exuberant, you know, just songs of jubilation. And what I always do is, no matter what I'm feeling at the time, maybe I'm actually in a great place, and yet I'm praying a song of deep lament. I'm putting those words in my mouth, and I'm thinking about the Christians around the world who are praying this.
Exactly.
Who are in those straits, right? Who are facing persecution or whatnot.
Right.
Or maybe I'm in a terrible moment of lament, and a joyful psalm comes about, and I think, you know, I'm going to pray this even though I don't feel it right now, because I know the day is coming when I will. No,
right.
So
there's
that added layer of depth there.
Mm. And you do that, and you realize there is that sacrifice of praise, right, that the psalter writes about. It's that not having that feeling, but that's what makes it a sacrifice. You just do it, you know, beyond your own personal interest and particular emotion that you have at that moment. And right. God blesses that, you find, right?
Yes, absolutely he does. He blesses us getting into his word and praying it back to him.
Wow. I love this idea. We got about 40 seconds left, Trevin. How did this come about for you, this format?
Well, I wanted to find a way to be able to get through all 150 Psalms in ways where I, you know, some of the Psalms are at various lengths, and I wanted to be able to do it in a way that I could plan my day around it. And that's really where it came about. And then I added the prayers and other things to just make it a rich devotional experience.
Well done. It is absolutely awesome. Highly recommended. The book will be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Trevin Wax has been our guest, the Bible and Reference publisher for Lifeway Christian Resources and publisher for the Christian Standard Bible. Thank you, Trevin. Take care.
Certain body functions are silent in that when they are compromised, you don't know until it is too late. One of these functions is immunity. When your immune system is robust, then you never succumb to illness or overcome it quickly. Since we're all being exposed to cabal-created genetically engineered pathogens that our immune systems were not designed to handle, it is important that we make a concerted effort to fortify our immune systems on a daily basis. Here at Synergistic Nutrition, we have two clients who overcame COVID symptoms within 24 hours. We have another client who had long-hauler COVID symptoms for 2 years, who overcame those symptoms within a few weeks. In each instance, the product they credit for helping them was Green Meadow Whey. The lactoferrin in Green Meadow Whey fortifies your immune system to combat virtually all pathogens. I invite you to fortify your immune system and health with Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's best, W-H-E-Y, protein.net.
Every day we take steps.